listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast that you up with Nikki Glaser. How you doing today? It is Tuesday. It feels like fucking... What does it really feel like? Let me close my eyes and think about it. Sunday. It always feels like Sunday. It's just like there's nothing going on. There's a sense of a dread. There is... You have work to do. You haven't done it yet. The fun is behind you. The doldrums are ahead of you. It's a constant Sunday. I've never really been relaxed by Sundays ever in my life. That's why I really have been loving the schedule that I keep, which is I'm doing my SiriusXM show and I record it on Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And that means I'm done with my work week. My real work week is done Wednesday. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday is my weekend. That is a great ass weekend, you guys. Wednesday, when you're done with work Wednesday, you just feel like, what the fuck is even happening? And generally, this is not how my work flow goes. But I think that if we reestablish things and gave ourselves a 3-day work week, I think that Sunday we should all go to work. Sunday already sucks. Just work during it. And make Saturday the new Sunday. Because Saturday will never feel like Sunday. Because Saturday just has this connotation of being like the bet. Like, it's Saturday. And it won't lose that for centuries if we change this, you know? Like, Saturday, to me, I've never felt like any day is, like, really a vacation day or, like, a weekend because I usually work weekends and weeks. But I think collectively as a nation, we should all just, like, trash, like, just start working on Sundays and then back it up and then be done on Thursdays. Friday and Saturday is the new weekend. Those should be the weekend days. And then I know you're like, but then Saturday would feel like a Sunday. No, it wouldn't. It would take many, many years for it to feel like a Sunday. We need a refresher. We need to flip it around. Because, yeah, Sunday sucks. And this feels like a perpetual Sunday. It's Sunday forever. That's my new coronavirus song. It's Sunday till we die. It is, well, it seems like we're going to be here for a couple more months. I'm in a pretty sweet spot, so I don't mind that it's going to last a little bit longer. I hope for everyone else working and those not working who want to get back to work. I hope that everyone, God, survives this. It's going to be hard, though. You're going to get through it. That's the thing. That's the truth, is like somehow this is all going to pass. And there will be another side to this. Will it be better? Will it be worse? I don't know, but it will change. It won't stay this way. So if you're struggling out there, I'm really sorry. I'm thinking of you. I really am. I'm grateful for all of you who are either staying inside and being lonely and toughing this out on your own, or the ones who are working and delivering my packages, stocking the shelves, mass transit, flying planes, teaching remotely on Zoom. Being a mom, staying at home, being a dad, staying at home. There's so many other things so many other jobs that I'm missing out on. And you're like, I wish you would get to mine. Delivering mail. Listen, you're also like, Nikki, we get it. We get what jobs are. I'm just reading through the busy town of Richard Scarry. I'm just describing what I'm seeing. Whatever it is you're doing, thank you for doing it. I got an alert on my phone that my Amazon package had shipped. Sometimes you get alert in the middle of the night that's like, it shipped. And I always think when that little alert comes through, that's because someone scanned a barcode at some fulfilling station somewhere. You know, there's someone on the other side of that. I really do try to humanize it, even though it's hard to when you're getting these packages. And I'm not trying to sound like a hero here. The fact that I'm even ordering from Amazon is part of the problem. But just know that, like, when you open your box and it's like, the items are placed in a way. Someone did that, most likely. I know they have a couple machines doing stuff, but like there's people scanning things. There's people working. Shout out to everyone who's underslept, underfucked, underpaid. It fucking sucks, dude. And I'm sorry. I'm feeling really hopeful today. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I've been meditating. Maybe it's because I'm well slept. I'm really spoiled during this pandemic. I realize that. Doesn't mean I don't have things to complain about, but I do feel really grateful. And I'm grateful for everyone who's working to keep this nation going. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I don't know. I know that the thank yous are kind of empty. And I just saw a really funny meme that was like, about celebrities telling people to donate, which I'll never tell you to do. I mean, I'll tell you to tip well. If you're getting delivery food right now and you're not tipping 50 to 100%, you can just unsubscribe to my podcast right now. Like, legit, just unsubscribe. You gotta pay a premium right now, folks. You just gotta. Come on. You gotta tip more. But there was this great, oh my God, I gotta show it to you. There's this great, there was a press conference where this guy, he's like a soccer coach in who knows where, some country that I don't know about. But his name is Jurgen Klopp. And he was doing a press conference for some reason. And a reporter asked, just asking as a wider question about the coronavirus, are you worried as a team or as a club about the spread of it? And he's like, what I don't like in life is that's a very serious thing and you're asking a football manager's opinion on it. I really don't understand it. If I asked you, you are in the exact same place. Oh, you're in the exact same role as I am. So it's not important what famous people said. I have to speak about things in the right manner. You don't want to listen to people with no knowledge like me. Politics, coronavirus, why me? I wear a baseball cap and have a bad shave. And he's like this, like, I think he's speaking a different language. I just saw a meme of it, but it's so funny and so spot on. I don't know. I'm pretty fascinated at the retaliation for famous people recently of, like, just people don't have any stomach for it right now of famous people telling you what to do. Oh, here it is. This is a guy that tweeted. His name is JAFD74. I have 1,000 Mars bars in my fridge and my mate has one in his. Okay, I guess he's Australian. I pressured him into giving his to a homeless person. This is how celeb charity appeals work. I mean, he could have phrased it a little bit better, but that made me laugh. So I'm not going to tell you to donate. I should donate my own money. But I will tell you that I'm thankful for you, the people who deserve donations right now. Yeah, it's just like every time I look at the news, it's a little bit more fucked. I think that's the common denominator I'm hearing is that people who watch more news are a little bit more anxious. I don't know what the solution is. I really am kind of avoiding it because my parents, they're the only ones who watch the news. I kind of just scroll through Reddit and get my news through that or, you know, my news alerts come through. God, it's a bygone era. I miss so badly any kind of news alert about anything else, literally anything else. I remember getting frustrated when the New York Times would, like, text me, like, a fun guacamole recipe for the summer. And I'd be like, what is this? I don't need this. And now I'm like, I would kill for a guacamole recipe for the summer. Just anything that isn't, it's not like I would kill for it. Maybe I would. I mean, I just kind of sent a death threat in a tweet, and I'm a little worried about it that I might get, like, blocked or something from it. But I just tweeted something that I was really worried that people would be disgusted by, but they seemed to like it. Oh, wow, 938 likes. And I tweeted it. All right, I tweeted 20 minutes ago. That's not amazing. It says, should I learn a TikTok dance with my dad or murder-suicide? Listen, I just woke up. I just woke up from a nap where there was a lot of murder in it, and I think my dad was involved, but it wasn't about him per se. I think we just, like, there was someone that got murdered in it, and I felt very bad. And then I woke up and I was kind of resenting families who are TikTok dancing together, because I do want to learn one of those TikTok dances, and I can. I know I could, because I, if you don't remember, was on Dancing with the Fucking Stars season 27, first voted off. So I can learn it. I will learn it. Will I get my parents to learn it? Probably. Only if we're here until August, we will do everything. But it just feels ridiculous to learn a TikTok dance when I should be writing a book. And that is my big cross to bear on this whole thing, is that I need to write a book. But I'm reading so many books to get inspired right now. I'm reading Glennon Doyle. I just downloaded a sample of her book. I have 10 pages of my sample left. And boy, am I ever going to buy it. I'm buying it right now, actually. Double click to pay. Just bought it. Untamed by Glennon Doyle. If you want to do a book club with me, start it today. I make the print so super big on my phone. I read everything on my phone. Most things. And people don't like to read on the phone, but you guys, you can read so much faster on your phone, because the reason that it takes a really long time to read is mainly because your eyes have to move. It's really like the eye movement slows you down. But if you make the font super big and make it like three words per line, which is how big I have it. I have it on like, let me see, on my iBooks. I have it on the second to biggest font. And I make the screen behind it black so that it's like calming and it's not like that bright white. And it's the best way to read. I really recommend it, reading on your phone. And then it's really good because you start to, like, reading helps you fall asleep so much. If you're having trouble sleeping, read a book. Read Glennon Doyle's, what did I say? Untamed. That's what I'm reading right now. And it's already, like, making me feel so many things. And I love it, love it, love it. So let's read that together, guys. But that is the way to do it. Do it on your phone. And I know you're like, I don't like to read on your phone. Just try it. Just try it. I think it's $14.99. They're cheaper, too. I mean, I guess they're about the same cost as like a paperback, but they don't take any space in your life. I know you like your bookshelf, but mine is all in my phone. And if I need to prove to people I'm smart when they come over to my house, I'll just tell them I am. And then I'll just rattle off all the books I've read on my phone. No, I won't do that. But I just, books are just, there's too many books. I've been seeing all these people in Zoom meetings and I'm like, that. All I see is these bookshelves behind people. And I'm like, when they move, they have to, that's probably paying, that's like cost $1,000 to move all those books based on like the labor. Maybe not $1,000. Maybe if you're moving cross country. But like, you can't take your books with you to heaven. Get rid of them now. Okay. Get ahead of yourself. Get rid of books. I don't know why this has turned into an anti-book podcast. I just want things to go digital. I want to get rid of things. I'm just looking around my dad's office being like, I want to throw that in the trash. I want to throw that in the trash. And there's nothing to be trashed because there's no donation bins right now at Goodwill, even though my mom makes me still go because she's like, I know people are still dumping stuff. I'm going to go look because my mom's addicted to Goodwill. And that's the one thing she's craving more than anything right now is to go to Goodwill. And so we drove by the dumpster recently to just check out what people are dumping. You know, just classic Glazer family vacations to the dumpster at Goodwill. And there wasn't anything there. She goes, oh my God, there's a chest of drawers. I'm like, we're in your tiny car. When would this, how could we ever get that? What? And she's like, they're going to get arrested for dumping. I'm like, you're going to get arrested for rooting through the garbage and making it so people want to dump things because you'll come and get them. I don't know. We're all just trying to get through. I'm addicted to fucking Starbucks. My mom's addicted to Goodwill. My dad's addicted to like nothing. It's so annoying. Don't you hate when you're an addict and there's someone in your life that just is like has a normal relationship with everything? I don't know how he got through life like that, but he really did. And it's bothersome. So we're going to go learn a TikTok dance together before I kill him. I got to go. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I'll be back tomorrow. Squirt, squirt.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.